Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What stupid games did you play or create as a kid? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Bob in Tacoma, you, like Steve Miggs, used to do some stuff with bottle rockets.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I thought of another one, too, that's even better. Can I say it or can I do both?
Yeah, give us both.
Okay, first one was in junior high before I was driving. We would go around and collect apples in the neighborhood, drill quarter-inch holes in them, put firecrackers in them, and we'd have apple shrapnel wars where we'd bite them and throw them at each other.
I love that. I mean, don't do that at home, kids, but I love that.
And then the other one was piggybacking on Miggs's, where we were driving, and back in the 70s, the cars had a little sill above the window between the window and the hood, and so we would take bottle rockets and put them up there and then light them and then drive towards our buddy's car and joust with bottle rockets and cars.
Dude, we used to do that with, but not with cars, but we'd have jousting with like either lightsabers or like cardboard tubes on bicycles, and you'd go and ride as fast as possible at each other to see who could knock the other person off the bike.
God, you're a wild child.
This is what happens when your parents don't get you cable.
AL on the I-5. What is this with the reefs, roofs off people's houses? The roofs?
No, we would take the Christmas wreath.
Oh, wreaths! Got it.
Wreaths, yeah, and we would snatch them off one house, take them to the neighbor or across the street, and hang them on their door.
It's like wreath bombing.
That is funny,
yeah,
because
when it was got done with that. Mother got better, we would do the same thing with wind chimes.
You're just creating chaos and confusion all around your neighborhood.
I think that's funny. I like it.
It's harmless. It's kind of weird, but it's awesome.
Ryan in Seattle, what exactly would you do with zip ties?
Morning, y'all.
What's up?
So back in high school, all my friends and I played a game called Zip Ties, where everyone would carry, you know, a full packet of zip ties in their backpack. And then you'd get a certain amount of points if you were able to zip tie somebody's belt or somebody's belt loop or somebody's backpack handle. You got extra points if you got a zip tie around somebody's glasses, and extra points if you were able to zip tie somebody's backpack to their chair or to their desk.
That's fun. I want to do that here.
Yeah, no, it's a great time and a huge feeling of accomplishment when you get it done.
Scott in Kirkland, you would play what you called assassination.
Yeah, I went to high school in the 80s,
Okay.
And I'm sure you could never get away with this now, but we would all draw names, and you would run around with a dart gun or a disc shooter, and if you tagged the other person with the dart, you would get their name, and eventually you would come down to just one person, and it would be mano a mano.
Wow.
That sounds trouble.
I love how creative some of these games are. Somebody just texted in at 206-803-ROCK and said, Migs, you grew up in New York. Did you ever play Suicide? Yes.
What's that?
I had to double check it to make sure I had the rules correct. It's the name is way more harm. It's not that. Well, it does hurt a little bit, this game. But it was a game with a ball. And we would just throw balls against the wall, like everyone, like stoop ball or
you
know,
wall ball.
Like wall ball. So the game, basically, you throw the ball against the wall. And if the ball bounces off the wall and hits the ground, a player is free to grab the ball and then rethrow it. If the ball is caught by another player before it hits the ground, then whoever threw that ball needs to run to the wall, and you have to hurry. And if you can get to the wall before you, the other person has the right to then throw that ball at you.
Ooh.
And if it hits you, then I think you line up against the wall, and then you get pegged by the ball. And the ball was like one of those, not like a Spalding ball, but it was like a harder version, almost like a lacrosse ball.
Ow.
A little less like thick as a, I don't know how to describe it. It was a small ball, but man, when you would get pegged, it hurt.
It was a dense ball,
and you'd have to line up against the wall, put your hands up against the wall, and it was like a firing line. It's just and you can't see, so you're just standing there with your face at up against the wall, wondering when is this gonna happen, and you just hear like the.
Yeah.
Or you hear the ball hit it, or you feel it, which sucked. And the game was called Suicide. I don't remember all the rules fully, but I remember playing that every day. It was a blast.
Get like a welt on your leg.
You would come home with welts, but your parents knew why. Like, are you playing Suicide again? No one ever said stop playing it. They were just like, I'm playing Suicide again. Yeah, Mom.
206-803-ROCK. We're talking about the stupid games we played or created as kids. I do remember one that we used to do going up to Skagit Speedway. Uh-huh. Which is a little dirt racetrack where they do sprint car races. We would do basically like Slug Bug, but with safety sweatshirts. You know, people that wear like the safety sweatshirts that have like the...
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Like the reflective gear.
Yeah, so it was like a Slug Bug. But if you saw somebody with a safety sweatshirt, you gotta whack them in the shoulder.
Did you say anything?
And up there, I don't think we said anything. I think we just hit each other. I don't know if we had a word for it. But you can imagine how many safety sweatshirts... at a dirt racetrack in Skagit County.
You should have had like a fun term for it.
Maybe we did, and I just don't remember.
Like, reflect this.
Bam.
I don't know.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.